We're going to look at this in Revelation chapter 17. Let's look at it. In verse 1 it says, and by the way, in your notes, it's number 8. And you can take notes there about this literal city. It says, and there came, verse 1 of 17, and there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials, that is the bowls, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. Now, this is described as a whore that sitteth upon many waters. What does a whore do? A whore sells her body for money. She sells her body for money. And so basically we know that this city is interested in money and will sell out for money those things that are sacred and those things that are supposed to be for God. If you got the right price, we'll do it. Somebody has said money talks and everybody walks. This is the great whore that will sell out for money. And whoever she is, we'll find out. But she sitteth upon many waters. All right. Now, that's very interesting. The waters are interesting because the Bible says the beast will come up out of the sea. And there it's speaking of the Sea of Nations that surround the Mediterranean Sea. And here, many waters would be the nations of the world. So that this city will basically be a city that has a relationship with the cities of the world, with the countries of the world. It is a important city in the world and relates to the whole world. And it says, verse 2, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication. Fornication here means sex outside of marriage, any kind of sex outside of marriage. And that is a whore. What a whore does is sells sexual favors for money. And here, of course, it's not talking about just literal sexual favors. It's talking about that she, the city, will sell out for money. And it says, with the kings of the earth or the government leaders of the world will have relationships with this whore. And it says, the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. It's like when somebody's drunk, they're like high on alcohol, and they are controlled by alcohol and caught up with the alcohol, and sometimes a person can be involved in fornication, and that can control their life, and they're all controlled with that sexual immorality. And the Bible says that the kings of the earth are going to be high on what this whore gives them. And of course, it's going to be great wealth that we're going to talk about here. And so it says in verse 3, so he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet colored beast, full of the names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. Now, the woman is the whore. The woman is the whore. And this whore sits upon many waters. And the Bible says that this whore sits upon a scarlet colored beast, having seven heads and 10 horns. What is this scarlet colored beast that this woman rides, or kind of is in a catbird seat? She kind of controls that beast. What is that beast, Cynthia?
I'm thinking the Antichrist.
All right, that beast is the political leader who is the ruler of the revived Roman Empire in its final form. It's not the Antichrist per se, because he's a we believe he is another leader that works with this political leader. And the Bible says that this beast is a man, he's a political leader, and he will control the final empire that will persecute God's people Israel, which is the revived Roman Empire. So, we know who that man is. We believe that that man is what man? Kimmy.
Hitler.
We believe that Adolf Hitler, based on our studies, is going to come back again. How is he going to come back? Some kind of cloning. And he is going to come back, and he's not going to be recognized. He could be in the world today and not recognized. Where has Hitler's soul been? Well, in hell. In hell. But once his body is cloned and he grows up from a boy up to a man, of course, as a baby, his soul will come back into his body. So he won't be in hell anymore. He'll be back in that body. which was cloned and growing up. People won't recognize it's Hitler. They won't know it's Hitler until he's revealed as being Hitler. When is that going to happen? When is he going to be revealed for who he is? And then the world's going to like, Marion.
When he takes over the temple.
Yes, when his image is put up in the temple and the Jewish Antichrist calls people to worship him. The Jewish Antichrist will also go into the temple and they'll say, worship this image of Hitler, and this is your God, really. And, you know, you worship him. And so when will that be in proximity to time? What time period will that be when that's unveiled in the temple, the statue of this man? Marion again.
I think it's either the beginning of the, or the middle of the 7 years or the end.
All right, it's in the middle. In the very middle of the 7 years. And that kicks off a great persecution of those people that will not take Hitler's mark upon them. And the mark of the Antichrist who is promoting Hitler worship. You do not take their mark, which I believe could very well be a computer chip put into your body, in your head, under your skin, or on your hand. That seems likely. And a computer will read that and deduct money from your account that you will be given to buy and sell things. So if you want to go into a store on Black Friday and go Christmas shopping, you will have to go in there and at that time. And you'll have all the money you need. You just run your hand through a scanner, or it'll run across your forehead, and you'll be able to buy and sell whatever you need. But in order to get that mark, you have to acknowledge Hitler as God, and this man is God who controls this revived Roman Empire. Kimmy?
The mark of the beast, is the number 666, is that what it is?
Yes. Yes, it is the number 666. We don't necessarily know for sure what that means, but yeah, it is. And there'll be a time to understand that, you know, what that means. Six is the number of a man. Man was made on the sixth day. And 666 would be three times. So you have the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. You have Satan. You have the Antichrist. And you have this beast. Three people. Three persons, and they are representing man as God, not God as God. Okay, and so this is going to be the time when man is going to hit his highest stage. Hitler will be considered the highest stage of evolution that has come. He is the highest evolved man. And very interesting that evolution, the teaching of evolution, I watched a tape. Not by a Christian, but my daughter brought it and played it for us when we were out there at Brooks' house for Thanksgiving. And it's called Expelled. And it stars a guy named Ben Stein. And you have that? And we watched that tape. And a very interesting tape. I have it at home, but I haven't been able to watch it yet. But Mindy got it, and we watched it and Expelled. And very interesting. They traced how evolution has taken over the colleges. And if a scientist even says that he believes in creation, he will be punished severely. And then they went to this Ben Stein, went all over the world to trace evolution and what's been going on with it. And he even went to the Nazi prison camps and death camps. And he showed where Hitler and his men believed in evolution. They believed in what's called natural selection and the survival of the fittest. And they showed in this DVD how it brought about Hitler killing all those Jews. And he not only killed the Jews, he killed like mentally retarded people. It showed pictures of mentally retarded people and older people. And he killed them because of his belief in evolution. He believed that when you kill these people off, you're just kind of helping out the natural selection process. Since there is no God, we all evolved, that you're helping it out and you're furthering it and you're speeding it up. He was really trying to do a good thing in his mind. He was trying to help make the world a better place. And kill off all these, he called them useless eaters. Useless eaters. And now, the scary thing is, that came over to America. in the form of a lady by the name of Margaret Sanger. And Margaret Sanger believed in eugenics. Have you ever heard of eugenics? And she believed in natural selection. And guess how she's killing people off? Through birth control or abortion. And she was behind a group called, have you ever heard of Planned Parenthood? They believe in the same thing that Hitler believed. It's evolutionary, and now they have the support of the United States government. They've killed more people than Hitler did, way more, through killing babies. And who are most of the babies being killed off? The lower income people, and usually it's a lot of times lower income and black and brown people being killed off, and it's a form of racism and eugenics, very wicked thing. And you need to be aware of it, that it's going on, because you see the Bible says that this thing of evolution is a great lie, and it is science falsely so called. And yet, if you say you don't believe in that, and you're in the United States universities and colleges, you're persecuted and you're punished. And so Hitler, he's going to all come back. He'll fit in just fine. And he's going to be over this revived Roman Empire, which, what is this today? What is the revived Roman Empire today? It's growing, it's building. But what political group is it? Yes.
The EU.
Yeah, the EU, which is the European Union. And that is the group today that we believe is the revived Roman Empire. And it's now moving into the Middle East and will take over the same area as the ancient Roman Empire. So he's going to be the head of this this empire. But it says here, notice that this, going back here, it says in verse 3 that he carried me away in the wilderness. I saw a woman sit upon the scarlet-colored beast. So this woman, who is the whore, is going to kind of control the Roman Empire, control the EU, and control the man that rules it called Hitler. And that's very interesting. Now let's look at verse 4. It says, and the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. So what picture do you get in verse 4 of this woman? We know she's a whore. We know that she sits upon this political empire called the European Union and this Mediterranean Union empire that Hitler will rule over. What do you see in verse 4? What's the kind of the indication here of it? Cynthia?
Well, she's wearing purple and scarlet, which those things are royal colors.
Okay.
It's kind of like putting herself way above everybody else and arrayed almost like I think of Tammy Faye Baker, where she put on too much makeup.
Okay. All right.
It just sounds like she's over, you know, like she's got all these jewels and all this gold and stuff, and so she's
okay. So what you're saying is purple and scarlet is like royal colors, and so she's like over lavish. Like she's really lavished up. I mean, she's made up and lavished up, and boy, she's putting on the dog here. Yeah.
She's very rich, and
okay, very rich.
And she's luring others into her evilness.
All right. She's very rich, and she's luring others into her evilness by making them rich. You say, how do you know she's luring them into your evilness by making them rich? All right, I'll show you right here. Go to chapter 18 that talks about her as well. And just notice a little bit about her riches in verse 12. The merchandise of gold, she's got a lot of gold, silver, precious stones, pearls, fine linen, purple, silk, scarlet, thinine wood, all manner of vessels of ivory, all manner of vessels of most precious wood, brass, iron, marble, cinnamon, verse 13, odors, that's perfume, ointments, frankincense, wine, oil, fine flour, wheat, beasts, sheep, horses, chariots. What are chariots? Like automobiles today. Slaves, and souls of men. Do you know there's a lot of human trafficking going on today? A lot of people being sold to slaves. There's going to be that going on there. That's wicked. For money, you can get anything you want. You can get any woman you want, anything you want, anything in the world. It's all available to you, all there. What a wicked, wicked situation we're living in right now. And this is all going to center in this one place. So you're right. It's a place of great wealth. Now let's find out in verse 5 where it is. It says, and upon her forehead was a name written, mystery, comma. Notice that, mystery. All right, this is a mystery. Now, when I read you that word mystery, it's important you understand it. Let me show you what a mystery is. All right? This is what a mystery is. All right, now I just said something to Bob Watso. Did I say it to all of you? No, I just said it to Bob Watso. So what I said to Bob Watso, only Bob Watso knows. Nobody else knows it because I said it in his ear. We do that sometimes. You know, say something to somebody, don't want anybody else to hear. Just say it. They can only hear it. Now, a mystery, though, is a secret that everybody can know because God makes it known to you. He makes that secret known to you. So, Bob, what word did I say?
It's a secret.
It's a secret. And that's what a mystery is. A mystery is a secret that God makes known to you. So God is going to tell you a secret. And you're going to get it through the Bible. Through the book of Revelation. Which was written about 2,000 years ago. So it was a secret until 2,000 years ago. Nobody knew this. But now it's been made known in the Bible, and somebody that teaches the Bible can call your attention to it. And that's what I'm going to do this morning. It's been in there for you to see, but I'm going to help you see it and call your attention to it, because that's what a teacher is supposed to do. So this mystery, comma, is what? It's Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. This mystery is a city. This whore is a city. That is going to be a very rich city, a very powerful city, that is going to actually even have a controlling influence over Hitler and over his empire. It has that much power and that much control in the end times. And what is the name of that city? Brother Eddie Brent.
Iraq.
That city is in the country of Iraq. Exactly right. It's in the country of Iraq, which is very interesting because nobody heard about Iraq much in the world or thought much about Iraq until the 1980s when Saddam Hussein came into prominence and people started hearing about Iraq. And I remember it coming in the news. It wasn't even established as a nation until the 20th century. It wasn't even a nation. It was defunct. It was non-existent. And then it came into being after World War I. Kimmy?
I'll say Iran.
Iran's a country next to Iraq, but the country's right. Brother Eddie had the country right. I just want to get the city now. Mike Williams?
Well, I believe it would be the city that Nebuchadnezzar built, Babylon.
Yeah, that's right. Babylon. Babylon. Very good. Babylon. Now, that city is the whore that is going to really make the nations of the world drunk with its wealth and with its power. In fact, I want you to see the response when Hitler destroys it, because he is going to destroy it at the end of the 30 days just before the Battle of Armageddon. He's going to nuclear bomb it. He's playing ball with it for a long time. And then he says, no more, I'm the man. Get rid of that. Okay, here's the response of the businessmen of the world. They're called merchants, by the way, businessmen. Here's what it says look at verse 8 of chapter 18. Go to chapter 18, verse 8. It says, therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning, standing afar off for fear of her torment. I'll tell you why they're standing afar off. They're in the Persian Gulf in ships, and they're afraid of the nuclear fallout from the bomb that has been knocked into her. And by the way, the Bible very clearly says God judges her, but he uses the man to do it, this wicked man, the beast. And it says, standing afar off for fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city, Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. And the merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, and no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. You see, they came to her with their gold and their silver and all their merchandise, and they traded in that city and got wealthy in that city. And now with this bomb hitting it, this nuclear bomb hitting it, they're not able even to come into the city. It's been destroyed in 1 hour. What could do that but a nuclear bomb? And that's what's going to happen. Now, that great city is in Iraq. And it's in a place called Babylon. And yet, as we look at what's going on, is that city there today, Cynthia?
Probably in what is called the Sunni Triangle, in that area around Baghdad, Fallujah.
Yes. I believe it's south of Baghdad. It's on the Euphrates River. And it's had a lot of United States military damage done to it by their tanks. In fact, there's a lot of complaints that the U.S. military, you know, has not really respected the ancient site and the artifacts enough, you know, and there's complaints about that. Plus, people have stolen things from it because this is a very, very famous city of antiquity. Now, here's the deal. The Bible says very clearly this city is going to be rebuilt. I knew for a long time that Saddam Hussein was going to be taken out of power and that how this city was going to be rebuilt, because I could figure it out from the Bible, basically. And I want to talk to you about that in the next week or two, because I want to show you this prophecy. And the best way I can do this is to get you to look up the first time this city is mentioned. And I'm not going to do that in class today. We'll do that next week, but I want to give you an assignment if you want to read up on it. You see, whenever you're interpreting the Bible, you want to look at the first time something was mentioned in the Bible. And I'm thinking here of Babylon. When's the first time it's mentioned? Now, we're in the last book of the Bible, Revelation. What book of the Bible first mentions Babylon or this city? Denny Owen. It's in Genesis. It's right after the flood. And right after the flood, God had Noah and his sons come off the ark, and the world had been devastated. And he said, okay, now you're gonna start repopulating the earth. And what I want you to do as you do this, and you have children, I want you guys to spread out over the whole earth. I want you to have different nations and different places where you live and different borders and boundaries. I don't want you all living together. I don't want you all getting together because, you know, sometimes like your kids, you don't want them hanging out with everybody and they get the wrong crowd and it's not good. So I want to kind of get you spreading out. You'll have different nations, you know, like you have a France and you have a Zaire and you have a Japan and you have a Russia, whatever. You have all these things. I want you spreading out. I want you all getting together. And so what happened was the world rebelled against what God wanted. And you're going to see that in Genesis chapter 10, and you're going to see it in Genesis 11 especially. So I want to commend you to read that. And next week when we come together, what we're going to talk about is how what happened in Genesis is going to happen again, number one. What happened in Genesis is going to happen again. What God did in Genesis when it happened the first time, he's going to do again, okay? And number two, we're going to talk about how that's happening today. And keep in mind, two chapters just to deal with Iraq and Babylon in Iraq. And isn't it interesting what has taken our attention in the last number of years? The country of Iraq. What has taken the blood of our soldiers? The country of Iraq. what has taken our money and time, the country of Iraq. And not only that, what is becoming the richest place in the world? The country of Iraq and the countries surrounding Iraq, like Dubai. I was talking to Kristen, my son Brian's girlfriend, and she was telling me Dubai is such a wealthy, wealthy place. It just got so much wealth in that country, you wouldn't even believe it. And all these countries are sitting on huge wealth. And the Bible says that all the gold and all the silver and all the riches are going to pour into there in the last days in which we're living. And can you tell me the key why there's so much wealth over there? By the way, God knew it was going to work out that way. Why is there so much wealth? Miriam?
The oil.
They sit on the oil of the world. You notice oil's down? Notice gas is down? I went to Ohio, I was buying gas. You could buy it for $1.49 $1.49 a gallon in Ohio. I think the governor must have got in. We must have a liberal governor. Must have slipped a little gas tax on us because we used to be lower than we are. I think we got a gas tax on us. Somebody slipped in some more taxes on us because you can go to Michigan. We were always competitive with Michigan. Now Michigan's lower than us. And some of these Midwest states, Indiana's lower than us. I was like, what happened? But anyway, the prices of oil, right now they're talking, Americans are, they're saying over in the Middle East, the Americans are paying too little for their oil. We got to get their price back up. They're working on that. So keep in mind, all of this is part of what the Bible says is going to happen, and this city is going to be rebuilt, and we should see it. We should see it in our lifetime, all come together. And so it's something to be watching. So next week, I just want, if you want to, you don't have to, but I encourage you, read Genesis 10 and Genesis 11, especially Genesis 11 on Babylon and how it all started. Anything you can get on that. And then next week, come back here, and we're going to talk more about this ancient prophecy. All right? All right, we'll stop there.